All right, TSA agents failed 95% of these security tests. Now, what the TSA did is they sent undercover agents trying to sneak through fake bombs and fake weapons through airport security to see if they were able to get the fake stuff through, to see how well our airport security was performing in this country. Now, they went to the top most busy airports in our country, and they, like I said, they snuck through fake bombs and this other stuff, and 95% of the time, they were able to get through airport security. Now, airport security, it seems pretty intense. They got full body x-ray scanners, your luggage is checked, it's sent through x-ray machines, they do pat downs. So this is surprising. I don't think anyone would have thought that it would be this bad. They had 70 different tests carried out by special investigators known as red teams. Now, out of the 70 tests, 67 of them, the TSA failed, which is alarming. Now, in one case, an undercover agent with a fake bomb strapped to his back set off a magnetometer, which is one of those magnetizing machinima-jigs, but the screener failed to find it. So he has a bomb strapped to his back. Now they do pat downs, not on everyone, on random people, but this is pretty scary. You know, the TSA is ran by the federal government under the Department of Homeland Security, which was set up after 9/11. Now, the TSA costs us, the taxpayers, a lot of money. You're talking like over $5 billion, and yet not very efficient. So some people say, well, maybe it should be privatized, maybe it should be thought over from the ground up, or you got to scratch everything, start fresh. So no one really knows what to do right now. The TSA is taking action. The more details on that are coming out. But like, what do you do? See, 95% of these tests, they failed. Now, wouldn't you like them to say, oh, we 95% of the people that tried to sneak through, we stopped, and only 5% got through. Now, that's not 100%. You're never going to be at 100%, but that sounds a lot better. So basically, this is like totally upside down. Now, what is a reasonable number? Like, you know, in a year from now, would 50% stopping be good? I mean, that doesn't sound great, but it's better than 5% stopping. I mean, you see the TSA, they always show these pictures of tables with, you know, filled with wine bottles and pocket knives, tasers, and they're like, oh, look, you know, we got all this stuff, and, you know, all this stuff we stopped, but they're only getting 5%. So imagine all the stuff that's getting onto these planes. I mean, that is... Like one of my friends asked me a while back, he goes, what would you rather be forced to do? Would you rather be forced to rob a bank or smuggle drugs through an airport? Now, I wouldn't do either, but what would we rather be forced to do? And at the time, I said, I would rather rob the bank. I mean, the airport, that is very intimidating, a lot of security, high-tech stuff. I'd never get away with that. The bank, it's possible. But now, after hearing this, I mean, I have like a 95% chance of getting through. I mean, really, that's what it is. I mean, see, one time I was in the airport, and they were, you know, I was about to go through security, so I take off my carry-on, which was a drawstring bag, and it had, and they put it through the x-ray machine. I walk through the metal detector or whatever. I pick up my drawstring bag after they x-rayed it, and then I go walk to the gate, and I'm getting to the plane gate, and I realize that there was a Poland Spring water bottle in the drawstring bag that just went right through, and they didn't even do anything. Now, did they miss it? Probably, which is scary. What if I had, you know, some kind of explosive in that water bottle, or, you know, I was some crazy person wanting to blow up the plane? I would have gotten away with it, and I wasn't even trying. Imagine if I was trying, like, you know what I'm saying?